The aside of today's shir is the word tamim, tmimus. What is the definition of tamim? So we have in the Torah a number of times that the word tamim is used. Tamim tiya im Hashem elekecha. The word tamim is found by Avraham Avinu, and it actually poses a question. What is the question? How is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he is going to address Avraham Avinu many, many years after Avraham Avinu has discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many, many years after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen what Avraham Avinu has given of himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Mesiras Nefesh, to wander from place to place and to put himself in jeopardy, as he did, of course, with Nimrod, and he has proven over and over again his devotion and his complete and absolute commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every possible way, ad kedei kach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Avraham Avinu as Ohavi, the one who loves me. And yet, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu right before he asks him to do the Bris Milah, and he says, Hishalich lefonai veheyei samim. Now, of course, if you learn the word tamim as very specific in that moment, meaning tamim in the sense of physically tamim, then there's no kasha. Because after all, the issue of tamim means the body has to be tamim, even though the nefesh, even though the ruach, even though his personality was always tamim. Maybe that's the pshat. But if tamim refers to something beyond the body, the question is, what was nitaisif now all of a sudden? Also, what exactly is the midah of tmimus when it comes to Yaakov ish tam yoshev oyholim? Yaakov is a tamim. When we speak of Yaakov as a tamim, we're asking the following question. His activity with Lavan, ha'arami, granted that it had to be, because he must fight fire with fire. But how is it possible to consider that the mid of tmimus? He says, Achiv ani beramos. And it's hard to understand how the same person who has again and again participated in some level of ramos, such as the maisa with the brachas, and dressing himself up as if he was wearing, as if he was hairy, by putting on these begodim, which are full of hair, that is an attempt, obviously, to trick Yitzchak into giving him the bracha. Granted, it was at the advice and behest of his mother Rivka, but afal pikein, Yaakov ishtam yoshev oholim is not merely at the time that he's yoshev oholim. He's an ishtam for the rest of his life. He's defined at the ishtam. He's the midah of Tiferes. So if that's the case, we have to delve a little bit into the midah of tmimus to understand it a little bit more deeply. We have here very few makairos. Before we go into the midah of tmimus, I wanted just to discuss very briefly a very famous gemara and a very not so famous gemara. The very famous gemara is also in the middle of the Masechta Shabbos, but it's famous because of Maamar Har Sinai. The other gemara does not have that particular plus, and it's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis at the very end of Maseches Ksubis, so maybe not too many people are aware of that particular Gemara, even though they do know that the Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubis speaks about the Milus of Eretz Yisrael. The common denominator between the two is that the person who is the hero of the story, Ke'ilu, is confronted by an apikoros, very likely a Christian, and this person is challenging him and mocking him, and it's very fascinating to see what the answer is. In the case of the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, which is specifically, the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos is specifically the Nekuda of our Pasuk, Tumas Yesharim Tanchem V'Selef Boigdim Yishadeim. And that's the reason that I bring it all together. This leads us, me'inyan le'inyan, to the next Gemara, and I wanted to treat both Gemaras b'vasachas, because of the common denominator of Ama Paziza. The Gemara tells us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was very excited, Kivayochel, that Klal Yisrael said Naaseh before Nishma. And everybody knows that there are maybe 100 different Pirushim, what exactly is the Maila and the Inyan of Naaseh and Nishma. But the Gemara that we are focusing on, that we are zeroing in on, is towards the end of the paragraph of the Gemara that we have here. The Gemara says that Hahu Mina, there was an apikiris. This is halfway down the beginning of the line. You see it? Hahu Mina de Chaziel Rova de Koma'ayim Bishmaita. V'yasva etz ba'otse didei tute kara, v'komayitz behu. It was the intensity of the learning of Rava was such that his hand was underneath his leg and it was pressing against probably some hard surface, not realizing bichlal that the pressure was such that the actually opened up, punctured his hand, and wound was bleeding. Kamayitz doma. The min, the apikiris, and it's interesting, where is the min and where is Rava, that they should be able to have this encounter. It's interesting. Maybe it's an apikiris who frequents the Beis Medrash. But in any case, the min sees Rava, and he says to him in a mocking way, Ama paziza, de kadmisu pumaychu l'udnaychu, akate b'pchazusaychu kamaisu. He says, I'm going to take this moment, says the Apikiris, to reflect upon a historical moment of Klal Yisrael. Your nature that you show me in the way that you are learning without regard and you are losing yourself and immersing yourself totally in the Word, in the Holy Word, this is something that maybe concerned him because it meant that the literal Word is so critical, and maybe that was something that was antithetical to his own personal apikursus. What exactly was it that was bothering him? The Gemara doesn't tell us. But obviously he was bothered enough to take the specific example of Rava and extrapolate it far beyond Rava to a generalization about Klal Yisrael, which the Goyim and Apikursim have done all the time. But in this particular case, they're not blaming the Klal for the individual, but they're saying, You exhibit a Mida which is not specific to you. How does he know that? Maybe it is specific to Rava. No, because he has an agenda. And in the agenda, he's only interested in using this as almost a mashal. So whether it is applicable to Rava, not applicable to Rava, is not Nageya. That kind of blind commitment to the text of the Torah is something that was already in place by the moment of Matan Torah itself. And what is it? The kadmisu pumaychu l'udnaychu. Your mouth preceded your ears. You didn't even have a chance to hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering you, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding you, and already you are saying, we'll do it. We're maskim. And that, he felt, was absurd. And over many generations, that kind of commitment blindly to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to his word, is making you that meshuga that you could sit there and learn that holy word, that holy writ, in such an intense way that you could ignore completely the fact that you're oozing blood. Well, Rava responds to him in a very, very interesting way. And you'll notice an interesting thing also, that in many of the conversations between the Yidden and the Goyim, whether they were Romans or Apikarsim amongst the Jews, the Yidden are always quoting psukim, as if to say, we have our guide. And even when we respond to you, whether you accept it or not, or you believe it or not, we're always going to quote psukim of the Torah. It's a fantastic side. It's a footnote, what I just said. Stam, it's fascinating. Was brings to psukim? Just make the point. The point of Rava was, in his answer to the Apikiris, plausible without the pasuk. The point was, we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam who gave us life, the Ribbono Shel Olam who took us out of Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam who punished our enemies, the Ribbono Shel Olam who gave us the Midbar Man and took care of all of our needs, he's not going to let us down. And he's never going to give something that hurts us. It's like a child trusts a parent that the same parent who fed them and diapered them and nursed them is not going to let them down. And so therefore, Tati, whatever you say, a person trusts the Ribbono Shel Olam to such an extent, he doesn't have to know the Pratim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make a covenant with me, I know that it will be good. And therefore, I say whatever you want, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am asking to. It's interesting. The Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimach Kiyim Liyira. The Gemara asks, Otu Yira Milsa Zutra Sahi. But Be'emes, the Pashup Shad of that Pasuk, before the Gemara, is that it's taka not so much. Because every time you do something for another human being, there's always a problem or an issue or a trade-off. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's never a trade-off. Whatever we do is always and instantaneously beneficial to us. The thing itself. Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets us free. The Torah sets us free. Ein lecha ben chayrin u'mishayisik ba'Torah. Yogata u'matzasa. It's a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already giving it to you. He's feeding it to us. So whatever it is, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're masking because it's totally and absolutely beneficial. So we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says Rava, is Tmimus. So we could have said all of that without a Pasuk. Aber fa Rava tegnisht, on a Pasuk. You have to have a Pasuk. So the Gemara says that he answered him as follows. When the Apikoris said, "Bereisha iboyluchu lemishma imatzisu kablisu vilo loy kablisu," if you want it, you'll accept it, and if you don't want it, then you don't accept it. And you shouldn't have said right away, "Nasa amale." He answered him, and this switch is now over from peches amid aleph in Shabbos to peches amid beis. Anan de saginon b'shlimusa ksiv bon tumas rishoyim tanche. We who are absolutely at peace, or we are comfortable with the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon, because we're totally convinced, as the Mefarshim say here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means for our best interest, and in fact it is our best interest. Yimale Hashem Ishalos Libeinu L'toiva. So we are perfectly willing to say we accept it. And that is the Pasuk that we have, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, in Mishlei Tumas Yesharim Tancheim. They are led by the Tmimus to be like the sheep who's led by the shepherd. The sheep doesn't know where he's going, but he trusts the shepherd that is going to be Almei Menuchos Yenaleini. But you, Hanach Inshi Desagon Balilusa Ksivbu Veselet Bogdim Yishadim. Of course he says the negative. You people are always looking for excuses and always looking for Eitzes of how to improve your situation by cheating and stealing and doing all kinds of terrible things. That's Selet Bogdim Yishadim. In the end, you will be undone. He says to him an irony. A sheep can trust its shepherd, but you who have no trust, you take things into your own hands and you judge for yourselves, you will always be miserable and you'll always fail. So this is the dialogue between the two of them. It has a comparable dialogue in Maseches Ksubas. Take a look. Abzeira, this time it's not Rava, it's not the same person. But the dialogue is remarkably similar in terms of the Chatzifus of the Apikiris. What happened? So in the Gemara in Shabbos, he sees that blood is coming out, and he says to him that this is crazy. What kind of learning is that? What happened here? Zokt the Gemara say, Reb Zeira ki avi solik le'eretz Yisrael. Reb Zeira was in Bavel, and he was going to Eretz Yisrael. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he had to ford a stream, a river. And he couldn't find the ferry. The ferry, the fellow that takes him across, Mistoma, he wasn't there. And maybe he was on the other side. Maybe he went to eat lunch. Velvez. But Lamaisa, he couldn't find the ferry. He didn't find the ferry, Lamavra, to cross. Rashi explains over there that he made himself an artificially, he made himself some sort of a stick, a beam of wood, and he kind of walked on top of the beam of wood, and he managed to cross over. Now, again, the word min and stuki, we are never 100% sure after the censors took themselves to the task of messing up our Gemara, the ones that they didn't burn, they messed up. And then they put the rest of them into the library of the Vatican, one of my pet peeves, Rishayim Arurim, that they are. And they ask us to, we have to ask them Rishus, if we want to borrow the manuscripts that they stole from us so we could make microfilms to be able to put out the Sfarim for Klal Yisrael to use and to learn. Anyhow, we don't know if Tzduki means Tzduki or Sadducee. There were no Tzdukim at that time anymore in the time of Reb Zera, but the Untash Teshura is that it's an apikairis. Whatever it was originally, it's some form of apikairis. Amo Paziza, the same Lashon, imagine. The Kadmisu Pumaichulu Dnaichu Akate Paziza Saichu Kamaisu. So he challenged him. He says, "What's your rush? Vos leifste? Vos bin stase meshuga? Why are you taking risks and dangers? You're not in the Olympics here. What are you doing?" And what did Rab Zera answer him? "Can't wait for the ferry. Wait a half an hour. The ferry will come. We'll take you in a normal way." The Teretz is b'sam meshuga the folk. You're so hasty. You're so intense. What's wrong with you? Zoktem Reb Zera, listen. And now he doesn't tell him Ganze Teiris. And he doesn't tell him Sukkot. He says, listen. Duchta de Moshe v'arin lo yzochu lo ano mi yema de kozochino lo. Imagine an Avas Eretz Yisrael like that. He says, I can't afford the half hour wait. Who knows what will happen in that time? Reb Zera's healthy. Reb Zera's fine. Reb Zera's doing very well. And El Zoktzach, if I can do something now, I have to do it right now. Because Eretz Yisrael is not something you automatically zeichet to. And who knows if that moment, that particular incredible zechus that I have right now to cross into Eretz Yisrael, I won't have it. Even a minute later. I was thinking the Nasa Vinishma perspective is two completely different visions here, which are both absolutely true, and they were both the tremendous merit of Klal Yisrael that they put crowns, Echot Keneged Nasa, Echot Keneged Nishma. I was thinking, when you have something, and you're not confident, you know, I see sometimes that adults, the candy man in shul sometimes, not on our shul, I mean in general, I'm abstracting it, I've seen it over the years. Candy man wants to play a little bit with the child. The three-year-old comes and he wants the candy. And the candy man says, "You want a red one?" He says, "Yeah." Takes the red candy and he lifts it up a bit higher and the child strains to get it. And he lifts it up a little bit higher and the child gets impatient. And he's. I see that in the mind of the child is a suffix. Maybe chas v'sholom, I won't get the candy. And then all of a sudden, with a big smile, the candy man lowers the candy and hands it to him, and he walks away b'simcha atzuma. Imagine this is kof aleim har kigigis. There's a whole unbelievable moment. And it's possible that it entered into the minds of Klal Yisrael that this moment will never again repeat itself. And who knows how long it will last. And who knows if HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do to us what he did to the other Ummos who rejected the Torah. And God finished. He never gave them another chance. Never again in history will there be an opportunity for Ammon and Moab and Edom and whoever to be able to have their Taryag mitzvahs. Is a covenant only with Klal Yisrael, Mecha Teisa, I could get it forever. Maybe this is the moment, and the moment will go away. Nasa! Ribbono Shlom, I'm not even looking at the contract. I've signed on the bottom line. It's over. We're yours. You are ours. Ki anu amecha v'ato lekeinu. That's it. Finished. This is Reb Zera. Reb Zera says, Mecha Teisa. That Reb Zera is reflecting back on Maimon HaSinai. Rav Zeira is reflecting back on my Ben Asir because he's answering him. You call us an Amma Paziza. And this is the idea, it's the carpe diem of Klal Yisrael, that any opportunity to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there cannot be a laziness to it. Because it's such an incredible zechus. That's the nekuda. It's a zechus. It's not a burden. Burdens, you wait with burdens. Vayashkem Avram Baboyger, Mikanshas Reason Magdimim Le Mitzvahs. It's not just to do the mitzvah. It's that who knows if the mitzvah is going to be there? Who knows what Sutton will get in the way? Who knows what opportunity will suddenly dissolve? This is the Nakuda. And what's Rava's Nakuda? Rava's Nakuda is a different Nakuda of Nasir Nishma. It's the profound trust that does not need any further explanation. So in response to the min, there were two, I would almost suggest, opposite perspectives. Because Rava is saying, we have no need, we can wait for the Nishma, because whatever it is will be good. So the Nasa proves that. We say the Nasa and we say Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever you say. Reb Zeira says, we said the Nasa because that was the signature on the bottom line. We didn't want that. That's for Shalom. A moment should go by. Nasa has to happen now because the Nishma takes a long time for a Nishma. Abayim Yoyim, Abayim Laila Nishma. Maybe the whole of history a Nishma. Not ready to have such a long time. Who knows what can happen? Hey, even a Chet HaEgel can happen, you know. You never know what could happen. I'm in that mood right now. I'm B'nai Aliyah. I've reached 50 levels of Kedusha and Tahara. I'm beyond the Toiva Raz, as the Kedusha Rim says at the Sfas Emes quotes. The Eitz Hadas, which combines Toiva Ra, but once you get to the Gavoya Chamishim Amma, once it's the Madrega 50, it's no longer Toiva Ra, it's Kuloi Toiv. I reach Kuloi Toiv. I chap the Kuloi Toiv and I say, Nasa! It's sealed, it's over. I am already committed. The Ribbono Shel Olam is already committed. It can't change anymore. It's a covenant. Irrevocable. Cannot be torn up. It's a contract that cannot be torn up. Because they signed Nasa. Nishma is tentative. Nishma is let's see. And in the Nishma could be a monkey wrench. Could be the undoing of Klal Yisrael. Nasa. Who knows this land that even Moshe Aaron would not zoicha to go into? Where do I come to have that zchus? Now is my chance. I'm not wasting a second. It's a remarkable Gemara. Let us now go to the inyan of Tmimus. I asked the question about Avraham Avinu. Interesting, the Rabbeinu Bechaya that you have here, he doesn't ask that question right here. V'da, ki nikra tomim misha toichoy kebaroi, upiv v'liboy shavim. Let me ask you, Avraham Avinu's piv v'liboy were not shavim? He was not consistent, what was in his heart was also on his mouth. He wasn't a faker, a fraud. Earlier in his life, Dafka, when he reaches the point where he's about to have Yitzchak, just before he has Yitzchak, now is the time that he's becoming a Tumim. Now, suddenly, Pivoli by Shavim. M'pnei Shavram Avinu Olav HaSholom HaYoshoi Rishu Emunah V'Rosh Kol Miachadim Yichud Hashem V'inyan HaYichud Tzorach Shetia Ha'edus HaLei V'HaPesh Shavim Alkein Yizkira Hashem Yizboach V'Yeisomim. Is the Chapela Otzum. He's just making the question much stronger. Because if, in fact, he's the Miyached Shem Hashem, wasn't his Yichud Hashem from day one? Ben Arboim Shana Hikir Avram is Boiroi. There's a Machloikas, 3 years, 40 years. The Rambam seems to mention that he started at 3, as the Mepharshim say, but it finally crystallized to an absolute conviction when he was 40, because the world was full of contradictions of Avodah Zarah of all kinds. At the age of 40, he's already Pivoli Beishavim. At the age of 40, the Yichud Hashem is perfect. So what's the pshat? I'd like to make a suggestion that goes as follows. The notion of his halach lefanei ve'yei somim is that there are two covenants. There's the Bris HaPeh, and there's what they call the Bris HaMor, Mem Ayin Vav Resh. And the Bris HaMor is the Bris that has to do with the taivus of a person. Now, we've learned in the Gra that there's a Koyach HaTa'avoni and a Koyach HaKa'asoni. I'd like to make a suggestion. That a human being's Koyach HaNefesh, that he uses his mouth for, I don't mean to ingest, I mean what comes out of his mouth, is related more to the Koyach HaKa'asoni. On the other hand, the physical desire that is represented by the Bris Mila Eiver, by the Orlo, is definitely, of course, a Koyach HaTa'avoni. These two koyches have to be contained and controlled. In the inyan of Avraham Avinu, there was a natural instinct that was so pure and so profound in the inyan of Taiva that he says to his wife, Hinei no yodati ki isha yifas mare'ot. And Chazal tells us that until then he did not know. This ability to be so totally immersed in his Avodas Hashem and his commitment to spread the word of Hashem that he can have even this natural, obvious appreciation is lacking to him. Ki isha yifas mare'ot. When she is the most beautiful, Lama nikra shma yiska. Because Sarah had another name, Yiska. Lama nikra shma yiska. She socha es ha'olam biyafya. She would, like sicha kishsia. You know what sicha means. She would anoint the world. Her beauty would spread and fall upon the entire world like an ointment. She socha es ha'olam biyafya. And he doesn't know? That's an unbelievable madrega. The Ribbono Shel'Olam says, I want that to go over from one generation to the next, and Yitzchak is about to be born. Yitzchak is the Besair of Yitzchak. I'm changing your name. Tzei mitzdagnina shelcha. Your name is no longer Avram. Sarah, her name is Sarah, not Sarai. And you're going to have a child, and you're going to call him Yitzchak. At that moment, there has to be in the Bria of Zera Avram a Metzias, that there's a covenant against the Koyach HaTa'avoni, which Avram Avinu was not in need of mitzad atzmo, but in terms of the Zera of Klal Yisrael, so that even when he's about to conceive Yitzchak, he already has to be, that is the Mokom HaChibur is created by such a metzias in the flesh. And the same thing is true, by the way, of the Bris HaPeh. But the Bris HaPeh, you don't cut. But the Bris HaPeh is also a taking of the Aral's Fasayim, not in the sense of Kvad Peh, but really that the mouth is there to achieve the agenda of the person Lahora in the most incredibly powerful way. Without a mouth, a person is nothing. L'ruach mamalula. Vahi odom l'nefesh chayo. Everybody quotes that Targum. L'ruach mamalula. The koach hapeh. The koach hapeh lahara. But the covenant with the koach hapeh is not something that you can do by cutting. In the orla, you can reduce physically, and that's symbolic of the total reduction of the taiva by one's control, by one's yetzer toiv, by one's ability to take himself in hand and say, I will not do this. But to say, I will not say this, this whole shmiras haloshein has a parallel because of the koyach hakasoni in the person. And that is the inyan of tmimus. The ultimate inyan of tmimus is reflected by this parallel of the Arlas HaPeh being removed as the Arlas HaBris, of the Bris HaMor as the Arlas HaGuf is removed. In that sense, whatever Avraham Avinu was until that point, in both in Yonim, was now being transmitted to Yitzchak. And that's why the Bris Milah is taking place at that time. And that perhaps is what the Eibishter means, his halich lefanai ve'yeson. This is not the first time that this question has been asked. It's been asked hundreds of times, and hundreds of answers and explanations have been given. But I wanted to just to make that suggestion. I guess maybe a little bit because of it's an amalgamation of many, many different shitas, and perhaps it's easy for us to appreciate because we learned the Gra so often. This Tovas HaKasani verse, I mean the particular Yetzer Hara that is called Ka'asani versus the Yetzer Hara that's called the Ta'avani. In the rest of the Rabbeinu Bachayi, he speaks in terms of Kol Mishu Echad Bepev Echad Balev. He's a steerer. He lives the life of contradiction, and he is cheating his own mitzias. I think what the Rabbeinu Bachai, by the way, is adding here is that this person, you can't be echad bepev echad balev to one person or to a group of people. Because if you're an inherent echad bepev echad balev type of person, you're not honest with yourself, you're not honest with your wife, you're not honest with your children, and above all else, you're not honest with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Unfortunately, we have many, many people like that. And a lot of people put out their chazer kosher fizzle, and that's exactly what it is. But inside, they are mamish, rotted to the core. Al-kein ba mitzvah saseisha b'toyra shenema tomim tiyya im Hashem elokecha, interesting that he considers Yitzchak also to be called a Tam because he was an Oyla Tmima. And he says by Tzadikim in general, Hoylech Tomim Upoil Tzedek, Askilcha Bederech Tomim Ashrei Tmimei Derech. Kvar Diyanu David Ova LaShalom. Ki Baal Mida Zu Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach Kayim Nitzchi LaOilam. Shenema V'ani B'tumi Tamachta Bi V'atatziveni Lefanecha LaOilam. There's a Mida called LaOilam that a person who's totally Toichai Kibaroi is forever in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I really needed more time, which we don't have, to elaborate on that in the Kuda. V'ama Shloim Yohilich B'toim Yelich Betach V'ama Oid Tzaynai, the burnish on the desires, Tmimei Derech. There's a Sefer Torah HaMincha, we've mentioned it quite a number of times, and in his drushes, it was a very, very big Talmud, and we've mentioned him quite a number of times. The Sefer is divided into drushes, you might call them drushes, or parshonos, whatever you call it, but these are based on the parshiyos of the Torah. And the drasha number Ayin Hey, the 75th drasha of the Sefer, is in Parshas Nitzav. And he always begins with a pasuk, again, like the Rishonim used to do when they gave their drashas, a pasuk in the Ksuvim specifically, and sometimes in Mishlei, sometimes in Tilim, sometimes even in Iyav. So this pasuk that he brings, Vani betumi tomachto bi, vatatziveni lefanecha la'olam, is, of course, I go me inyan le inyan. It was one of the psukim that I just said over to you from the Rabbeinu Bachai. So here you have the same pasuk all of a sudden in the Torah HaMincha. Pasuk ze amrei David ha-melech olav ha-shalom ha-bola ha-shmeinu be'eze zuchu zocho hu liknois chaye shnei olamos chaye olam ha-zev chaye olam ha-bo ki b'shneim zocho, and that's la-olam. And then he brings a pasuk in Mishlei Chaf Ches Yud Zayin. You see, three lines down. Adam Ashuk Bedam Nofesh Ad Bor Yonus Al Yitmechu Bo. Yitmechu from Taimach Tmimim. Kizem Medaber Achizuk Yidei Adam Ba'olam Hazeh Batatziveinu Lefanecha La'olam Zeh Lechai Olam Abba Shei Amadas HaNefashis HaTa'ayres V'kiyumam La'olamei Ad Lifnei Yitzram. I think that a person who has Tmimus can sleep at night. There's a tremendous consistency, and the consistency Poshut allows him to sleep at night. He doesn't have to worry that he's going to get caught in a lie. And he never feels guilty about what he said, because he's consistent and absolutely true to himself. A person who's true to himself is an unbelievably calm and confident, secure and poised person, because there's never anything to hide. There's never any reason to look behind your back. There's never any time that you have to check, did you say this to this person or that to that person? Because you say the same thing to everybody. And that is, of course, the biggest kinyan in Olam Hazeh, that a person can sleep at night. And then, of course, he's zochet Olam Haba. Here, the mechaber of the Torah HaMincha enters into a discussion of the Maisa of David HaMelech and Bathsheba. We know, as Chazal have told us, David HaMelech Chota Eina Yelataya. But what is? Let us see what Rabbi Yankov, Rabbi Hanan al-Sakili, the Talmud of the Rajba, he lived a long time ago in the 1300s. Let's see what he says about the mice of David and Bathsheba that is relevant to us. Anshay shel David al mice of Bathsheba. David HaMelech should have lost his Olam Haba, he says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted it back to him. He says, when did that happen? The second line he writes here, Da, kishe'asa oisa maisa de Bathsheba ubanasan anovi umashal oisa mashal kel shal kivsa. V'hu pasak adin olav nishba chay Hashem ki ben mavis oisha oisa zois, v'sa kivsa yishalim arbatoim. You know, we spoke about this at great length, and we mentioned the Gra and his incredible pshat in the psukim in that perek, and that the moment that he said Chotasi, it was such a profound tshuva that he didn't even have to say Bechlal, what? Avisi and Pashaiti, right? Remember that? So here he says that at that moment that David HaMelech paskened up against himself, that that man is Ben Moves. And when Nosan HaNovi said Ato Yish, what he was really saying is that you are condemned now. Not that you deserve it. It's more than you deserve it. You have just paskened and it's been signed, sealed, and delivered. You are a Ben Moves. That's what he says. He says, now he says, Shapirish li nosna novi amoshal vamala ato yish, maksiv basre, vayoyme David al noson anovi chotosi lashem. Vayoyim anotzen al David gam Hashem hevir chatos choloi tomus. Oz nizbara loy kiloi niskaper loy ala machtsa. Oy misas haguf, oy misas hanefesh. De ilu niskaper loy ashtayim hava le lemeima veloi tomus. Vala emes loy niskaper loy ki ima machtsa. Misas hanefesh. Vizoch al chay ala mabo. U min adino yo loy lomus boi lam hazeh miyad. Elo nosen lo yisurin v'oinshin tachas hamisa v'elo olav kilu meisu botel min oilam. It's a pellet de gazach. He says that the pasuk implies that he wasn't completely niskaper and that he really deserved to die. He only was zeichet to olam haba, but not to olam hazeh, and therefore he is now to suffer yisurim, which yisurim and onshin are going to mitigate the punishment because it's ke'ilu humeis. Like Ani Choshev Kemeis, Mitzayra Choshev Kemeis, the Baal Yisurim is Choshev Kemeis. Umaho Yoinshin Oelu, Amru Azal Tzaraas, Vesiluk Ruach HaKodesh Mimenu, Vegam Pirshu Sanhedrin Mimenu Shishu Chadoshim. Domar Rav Yudom Arav, Gemar in Sanhedrin, Kuvzayin Omed Alev Shishu Chadoshim, Nitztarei Adovid, Venistalko Mimenu Ruach HaKodesh, Pirshu Mimenu Sanhedrin. How do you know Nitztarei? Because the Pasuk says, Techateini, which normally we would suggest is simply a melitza figure of speech, and they say no, that actually he became a mitzayra for 6 months. How do you know that? And how do you know it's Shisha Chadoshim? Because it says, Ayom HaShem Malach Dovid Al Yisrael Boim Shon B'chevron Malach Al Shev HaShem Shlaim Malach Shloshim b'shalish shanim. It says in Shmuel, by Yimispa Yomeshay David Melch b'chevra based on the sheva shanim b'shisha chadoshim. Elohim shisha chadoshim. There's a discrepancy of 6 months. These are the 6 months of his tzaras. So David HaMelech is punished brutally because of this ma'isa of Batsheva, and Kaloi Medavid Chota Eina Letoya. Unbelievable. Same Baalei Chazal. And therefore, he is not going to die. He's not going to die. Nu Eibazei. Kiven Shara David Shiniknasalav Amisab Cholova Yisum Nitzel Mehem. Oz Yoda Bebiru Kashem Evi Chatosai. That's what he says. Bimisa Sailamaze, Veloyamus Lailamabov, Lunaychel, Shnei Lamas. Right? That's what he says. The Cheniftiha Hashem is Barach, Bamakim Acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him. What does he promise him? B'neimon beisecho malach tochad oilam lefnei kisa choyia nochen ad oilam. Lefonai kisa yecha nochen ad oilam. It'll be forever. Before me, his kishnei pamim ad oilam. Lefonai. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Your chair will be confirmed. Your malchus will be lefonai ad oilam. Very remarkable. What is it? Where is the Tmimus? He says it's because of the Chet of Batsheva that he was supposed to lose both Olamos. The Tmimus of David HaMelech was actually reflected in the Chait itself, but I'm not going to go into that. That is beyond our ability to discuss right now. But when he did tshuva and he paskened, and Nosan HaNovi said, Ato Ish, you have to understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a Melech. You know, a Melech is above the law. That's the definition of a Melech. He does whatever he wants. When Shmuel HaRamasi was telling Klal Yisrael, you want a melech? Look what the melech is going to do. And he enumerates one thing after the other. Melech has such kayach. Melech peretz gedel ha'atzma. He can do whatever he feels like. He can take away your people. He can make them indentured servants. He can take away your money. He can confiscate. He is above what appears to be above the law. And here is a melech, and here is a navi. And the Navi's talking to him, and he's telling him a story. And David HaMelech boxed himself in. He said, he's a ben mavis, he did a horrible thing. What should have happened when David HaMelech heard Ato Ish? He should have said, Nosan HaNavi, I expect a little bit more Derech Eretz from you. What do you mean Ato Ish? This is what happened, and this is how it happened, and this is, you're comparing me to that Chayarah that you described? A person has no compunctions. I'm spending my whole life. What does it say about me in the Gemara and Brachas? What does it say about me? Nu, tell me. That I wake up in the morning, Ayira Shachar? What does it say about me? When all Malchei Umas HaOlam are busy snoring away, what do? I get up, I worry about Klal Yisrael. Am Klal Yisrael Trichem Parnosa. I take the dam, the shvir, and the shilya in my hands. Yodai meluchlocha is bedam b'shvir v'shilya that I paskin ilchus nida for Klal Yisrael. Who are you talking to? Who are you comparing me to? Do you realize the mid of Tmimus that he was able to say chatosi after he is atoish? Every fiber in a normal person's being, when I say normal, I mean average, a person that doesn't have David HaMelech's madregas. Every person would say, just a minute, let's not get carried away. But a melech? A melech, I wouldn't be surprised if a melech take out a sword and kill him on the spot. What kind of merit b'malchus is this? You're accusing me of being that person? Where does it compare to that person? And who are you talking to like that? Nadav ben HaMelech said chatasi with such a force that the Gaon explains he didn't even have to add a visi pashaiti to his vidui. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu already erased it. If that's the case, If that's the case, Ein lecha tmimus gadala mizu. He's not David HaMelech. You know, when David HaMelech was Mephazes of Mecharker, he said a very remarkable thing. I haven't seen it emphasized in the Sfarim, and that always makes me wonder. You know, Hayitochen, I'm not a Bar Hochi to originate an idea. But I wanted to share the thought with you, and I've mentioned it perhaps in the past already. David HaMelech responds to the challenge of Michal Bashol, his wife. And she says that you're like a Achad Orekim, you're like a nothing, you're like one of these street types. How do you dance like that? And how do you dress like that? And how do you reveal yourself like that? For the Melech. You are the Melech himself. You have to have the malbush of a Melech. You have to have the covet of a Melech. You have to have the bearing of a Melech. You have to walk like a Melech. You want to dance, you have to dance like a Melech. You dance a waltz. You don't dance a wild, you know, says David HaMelech, Unekaloisi oid mizais. What is he saying? He's saying, first of all, that there's no such thing as malchus when you're in the presence of the Shechina itself. I'm bringing the Aron. When you're bringing the Aron, you are nothing. You're a bottle of mavutl agamri ka'afra da ara. And if you're bottle ka'afra da ara, you don't dress in malchus and you don't worry about anything, and you have no ego, and there's no ani, there's no melech, there's nothing. But then he added a couple of words. V'hoyisi shofol be'enoi. And v'hoyisi sounds to me like halavai. Unekaloisi oid mizois, I should. It's also, I ought to be nokel. What could be more nokel? He was already ka'achar ha'rekim. You can't get lower than that. You can't be mevatel yourself more than that. So he says, I wish I had that hergish in my heart. I wish I had that hergish in my heart. I think with the mice of Uri and Batsheva, the tmimus was that he had the hergish in his heart, that he was taka chatosi. And he removed the malchus from himself 1,000%. Even more than when he was dancing lifnei Hashem. When he says, I know that I'm acting that way, but in my heart I still know that I'm the Melech. When he said Chotasi, he ignored and eradicated completely from his heart that he was the Melech. That's the Midah of Tmimus, according to the Talmud of the Rashba. He says, that's where you saw the Midah of Tmimus. And then he goes into the whole inyan of what Tmimus is all about. I wanted to share, you have to look at this on your own. It's really kedai to go through the whole thing. Maybe we also should go through the whole thing, but at least let me share with you. V'loi b'iskei ha'olam levad tzarich adam l'leches b'tmimus. Loi b'iskei ha'olam levad tzarich adam l'leches b'tmimus. V'lo yachkar v'yidrash b'hem. Ela filu b'divrei Torah tzarich sheyelich b'hem b'tmimus. Says, Tmimus in Iskei Olam means don't try to discern the inner workings of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. Don't try to answer all the difficult questions. Don't be obsessed with the need to figure it all out. Accept it and work with it and live with it. This is what Hashem has ordained. You'll take a look before we read Gamba Torah. I just want to read a couple of lines because we can't understand what he wants without reading at least a few lines. He says, when the Pasuk says in the previous Parsha, Ama'inim v'koysim yishmo, and in Parsha, V'ata lo'kein lasan lo'cha Hashem lo'kecha, this is in Parsha Shoiftim, V'ayme pentiso enecha Hashemayim, Asher cholak Hashem lo'kecha sam lo'chol ha'amim, he says, "He's Iranush lo nispata acha ilu hatoim va'amatim." Tmimus means don't listen to the scientists and don't listen to all the shakronim and don't listen to all the chayzei koychavim, and don't listen to all the charlatans who are kishuf machas. Just accept the world the way it is, as the Ribbono Shel Olam has given it to you. So, by the way, does that mean not to study science? Never said such a thing in a million years. What I'm saying is that the apikursus that comes out of that science, that's where you have to cut it off at the pass. And sometimes it's very, very difficult to do, because the scientists and the apikursus sometimes come in the same envelope. And the tmimus is to tear the thing in half, and that's a very, very difficult thing to accomplish, by the way. Most Erlich Yidden have decided to run for their lives altogether, and they stay away from the whole envelope. But tmimus demands that you should never allow that kind of hashkafa, which explains everything, and it starts with Spinoza, Yemach Shmai, and it goes on and on and on and on, Ad Hayoyim. All the steers that you find, and all the questions that you have about all of the things that science discovers, and on and on and on. The tmimus of the yid is that whatever the answer is, there's an answer, but it's not your answer. And if it's not your answer, because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't accept your answer, because that's what our Torah dictates. And this is what I know. And I don't know more than that. It's the innocence of a person that's very sophisticated. That's what tmimus is. The innocence of the sophisticate. So he says, there are all kinds of people who consult with astrologers, he says, and they run their lives that way, and they have atzlocha. He says, Ki yesh min mehem shik sheim nechnosim b'derech b'yam v'aboshein nechnosim ad shemistaklim im darkom atzlocha eloi. And that's how they do when they have children, that they should have good children, and so on. And on. Al Tismalze. Very interesting. He asks the question, all those people that consulted the astrologers and were Matzliach, well, we may have a question about that also. That itself requires a certain tmimus. But he writes, Al Tismalze. Kal Shloishes Anoshim Eilu Kosov Tseveach Va'omar Shalei Nitma Al Eilu Ha'ochem B'tmimus Ve'ena Matzlichim. Al amesim bekatzu shonim ubemisus meshunos ba'ayni mipnei shloi dorshu v'chok v'lo inyan l'das eichem yochu darkom v'ochu b'tmimus libam umesu. Omar aleim akosav yodei Hashem yimei tmimim v'nachalosim loylam tiyye. Watzoloima al tisovur ki zeh meis bepshia koidem zmanoi b'misa meshuno mipnei sholach b'tum levavoi. Ki yodei Hashem yimei tmimim v'yom shenivra nigzer olav bazeh v'chayev nitzpenu l'oylam abo. Very interesting, but Salam because Eshalach Betuma Vadibanim Rahim Shvelim Vidalim, he has children and the children are Nebuchs. Tzadikuzo Yeshalach Betumai. Valtisma Bonavim Shvelim Vidalim Kisofis Ashru with an Aleph. They will be confirmed. Acha Mises at Tzadik Aviyim. Hadog the Siv Ashre Bonav Achrov. Holomarita. Kamahalach Betuma Nikra Tzadik Vuchoshu Vitoiv Mina Osher Vamaakish Drochov. Remarkable piece. He says that, you know, tmimus as an avoida has the rewards that are not visible, but they are greater than the rewards of not going b'tmimus. This is a piece that really deserves much, much more iyun, and much more time. He's not saying that the other mahalach is a failure, and he's not saying that the people who do the other mahalach aren't going to get material gains. So what is it exactly? It's that when the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops you at the door of all of these efforts, that trust connects you to the Ribbono Shel Olam in such a complete and profound way that the results of it have to be superior. And that's the inyan of Tmimus. It's a very remarkable thing. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't matter. Maybe I have other options and other ways of dealing with the world, but I want you. Nothing else. I only want you. Tamim tiyah im Hashem v'kech. And that's the mitzvah. The rest of the world, el ma'oninim v'al kaismim yishmo v'ata loy chay nasan Hashem v'kech. Tamim tiyah im Hashem v'kech. In any case, at the end of this piece, not the end of the entire piece, because I brought the whole parsha for you, and I still want to mention something in the name of Reb Tzadok HaKohen at the very end, but I just want to go to this paragraph where he speaks about how you need that tmimus in Torah. You say like this, in life, and when you go to the Chayzak HaKohen, to the astrologers, etc., etc., you can see where he's, in a certain sense, abandoning the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's not saying, I put my full faith and trust in you, Hashem, and whatever happens, this is what, you know, you're the driver of the bus, I don't need to check the oil, and I don't need to worry about where we're headed, and as I always say, I don't need my own GPS. And the Chayz of the Kochavim, at least in their time, that was the GPS. So if a person doesn't go with his own GPS, and he goes, but the driver knows where he's going at all times, this is a tremendous Madrega v'emuna. So that is the Tam M'tiyah in Hashem Elokecha. But how does that apply to Torah? Torah is Torah. Where could you go wrong? Remarkable. He learns Ha'olchem b'Torah Hashem doesn't mean they walk in the path of the mitzvahs that are in Torah Hashem. Ha'olchem b'Torah Hashem means while they're learning Torah Hashem. Add to this the many shiurim that we spoke about, the Shitas HaRambam, where he describes the whole inyan of being mayel and being going beyond the ability to understand and to comprehend and making believe that we understand, we comprehend, and we mezayif to falsify the Torah from back, from left to right. What he's saying basically is as follows. I'll give you a marshal. The very famous Rambam, we just started blowing shofar Chodesh Elul. What does it say about Shofar? It says that Shofar is a midah which is supposed to be like an alarm clock to wake you up, a tool to wake you up, which is supposed to give you the insight that you are asleep and it better wake up and do tshuva and remind yourself of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This question of what is the shofar all about was a question that every goyin asked and every rishon asked, and mistami find it in Chazal already. And this is the nekuda basically that we are going to explain here, is according to the Rambam the inyan of shofar. Uru yishenim mishenaschem nedomim akitzu mitardei maschem v'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru barachem, etc., etc., etc. This is not the beginning of that halacha. What is the beginning of that halacha? Zot the Rambam. Afal pi shetkia shofar b'rosh hashana gzeiras hakosuf. Nevertheless, remez yesh boy. Dahainu, what's the remez? Uru yishenim mishenaschem v'nirdomim akitzum mitardei maschem. The Rambam felt compelled that in the inyan of shofar, he has to say it's Xeris HaKosov. And I just want to add, if the Rambam was talking about any other inyan of the many different inyanim that it reminiscent of the Akedah and this and that and whatever, he still would have begun with the words Af al pi shekia shayfa b'rosh hashanah gzeres hakosov. Why does he do that? Why did the Rambam? He's not talking about hilchos shayfa here. He's talking about hilchos tshuva. Why doesn't the Rambam hilchos tshuva say, by the way, there's a remez of tkiyah shayfa? The Teretz says the Rambam is committed from the very outset to teach me a gevaldike yisoid in the havan of mitzvahs. That we apply ourselves to fathom mitzvahs is essentially a way of deriving from the mitzvah a connection to ourselves. By the way, this is the source of a great deal of Torah throughout the generations, where the Gedolei Olam, of course, if a Chaim Yankel does it, I don't know that it's right or fair or appropriate. But when Gedolei Olam do it, they'll take psukim, they'll take ideas, and they take the ideas and they, in a certain sense, they crunch the psukim, they crunch the halachas, and they come out with a gem. But the gem is definitely not a liba of the halacha itself, or it's not a pasha pshat. But we are entitled to do that because the Torah is malleable in that way. Lemi sheyodeya, how to be true and consistent to the Torah itself when he does that. Now, of course, if a wrong person does it, or if a person not on Madrega to do it, he can come up with disastrous pshatim, or he could come up with things that are totally meaningless. But, or even worse, he can turn back on the Torah and say that the Torah is a toy that I can manipulate and do with as I please. You know, many eventually ended up saying that the Torah is one big mashal. The guy who connected the dots in all of Kol HaTorah Kula is basically saying that Pardes belongs Pirush to Drash and Drash to Remez and Remez to Sod. The Rambam is telling you over here is that you have an obligation to try to figure things out. And I am offering you one of those pshatim. Me, the Rambam, with the Koyach HaRambam, but I'm offering you one of those pshatim of how we as human beings, as Yidden, use the Torah to figure things out, to connect our dots, the dots to our lives. But you should know that the Torah is there beyond those dots, and that we can never co-opt and subvert the Torah for our agendas, even in pshat, even in our own way of using the Torah to better ourselves and to improve ourselves. We have to know that the halacha remains beyond that. And therefore, the Tmimus of Torah says, don't ever confuse the two. It's your pshat, but that's not the chayk, and that's not even the mitzvah. I pointed out to many people when we're dealing with Bein Adam L'Chaveru, it's very easy to make the mistake of saying the Torah is just another way of saying that you have to be nice, and the Torah is another way of giving rules of behavior, and the Torah is another way of setting up a system of justice and a system of the structure of the law. But it's not like that. And therefore a person can conclude, I can figure all of this out for myself if I'm smart enough. And my biggest raya was the din of Ba'al of Imai. In Ba'al of Imai lo yishalim, you have a shomer. In the particular case of Ba'al of Imai, it requires only one thing. That at the moment that the Shmira began, the Ba'alim of the shore that he handed over to the shomer was doing a service for the shomer of any kind, for pay or for free, as a volunteer. And if at that moment of doing the service he handed it over to the shmira, then even pshia the shomer is not chayav on. There's no logic to this whatsoever. I'm a shomer chinam, I'm a shomer socher, I'm a shoyel. And I'm potter from anything because you did a service for me at the time that you gave me. I did two things for you. I was not only nice that I lent you the hammer, but I also did another service for you. I gave you a cup of water at the same time. And because of that, even a pshia is pater? Why? The Teretz says there's no answer to that. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a chayk. And if again, obviously it's not shy for us to say this as a vadai. But it would seem to me that that's exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlom tried to explain to us. That you cannot fathom my Bein Adam L'Chaveray. Don't start interpreting, because you know what you're going to end up doing? You're going to end up making that animals are more important than people. You're going to end up becoming a PETA person, P-E-T-A. That's what's going to happen. You're going to end up creating a Maisa Rubashkin with your law. The whole of the world is based, you know what happened by Zdoim? It says, V'loid Yoshe B'shar Zdoim. So there was a mice in Russia that some Yid came over to a Godel and he said to him, Baruch Hashem, that Gefelcha bribe taker of a judge was set aside, and now there's an honest judge finally for a change. An honest judge. So he says, an honest judge, we should start tearing the hair out of our heads. So he says, what are you talking about? He says, Yiloit Yoshe Bisharah Sodom. That's the Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I look down upon Sodom and I have to destroy it. Why suddenly? Sodom has been around for a long time and they've been doing all kinds of terrible things. What's the pshat? Now the Teretz, he says like this, the laws of Sodom were horrible and the judges were corrupt. Until Lot came along, the judges were corrupt. So the judges used to take bribes and let people off the hook. So no matter how terrible the law was, but the consequences were not so terrible because the judge saw to it to mitigate it by taking the bribe and letting him go. Now you had an honest judge. Lot's not going to let anybody go. The law is the law. And the bribe? Mandachar shmei. Now that you have an honest judge in Russia and all those laws, it's going to be a disaster. The person who decides the law and what the law is and what is constitutional, what is not constitutional, is the person's ideas and feelings and values. What does it have to do with the Torah? So it is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So the Ribbono Shel says, don't mess with my halachas, even Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. I have to tell you. And I'm giving you an indication here of what it is, so that you should be aware and you should know that you can't fool with the Dinei Shomrim, and that it's not simply a matter of logic, it's not simply a matter of figuring it out. So this is what he says is the Tmimus and Torah. It's a Meir de Gezach, and basically I think he's following basically the Hashkofas of Rambam, that on the one hand we're mechuyev to delve into the Torah to find it in any possible way how it could relate to me, but always leaving the pristine authority of Torah alone and not suggesting for a moment that I am capable of going into the Torah and rewriting the script and explaining it all away.